And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to TXHT's coverage of today's Ridge Road Park Rink, or grand reopening. It's not really an opening, it's a reopening. And I am being joined by Montgomery County Councilor Andrew Friedson. Thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to speak with me. How did you get involved with this project, and why were you so passionate about doing this?
Well, I'm incredibly excited to be here. This is an amazing project, a partnership between the Washington Capitals and the NHL and our world-class park system. This is a great park. This has been a rink for a long time, but turning it into the world-class facility that it now is, a top-of-the-line rink with boards and a scoreboard and the best surface imaginable really is going to activate it in a way that we are really excited about, and is also going to be able to engage new young people in the game, which is really exciting for me as somebody who grew up in Montgomery County playing hockey, inline and ice hockey, and I still play.
We're both the same.
Play ice hockey. Yeah, it's great.
So, and for you, what was some of the key details that you really wanted to emphasize, you know, for the rink? Because obviously, as you said, this rink has been here a long time. I've played on this rink. I've coached on this rink. I'm pretty sure you've played on this rink too. So we both are very familiar with this rink. What were some of the things that you really noticed about this rink that needed changes, in your opinion?
Well, it really needed to be brought up into a modern rink, and one that has the full boards, the scoreboard, the type of place where you feel like basically you're playing in a professional arena. And for young people who are interested in hockey and learning it or have played it for a long time, to be able to come here and play in a facility like this really is an amazing opportunity, and something that I hope that we'll be able to provide more and more young people to engage them in hockey and to benefit from what is a game that is so important to so many of us.
Right. And one of the other things is that this rink is now fully ADA accessible. How important to you was it to make this an ADA accessible rink?
Well, it was a critical part of the project. That was the public side. Wouldn't have been possible without the public participation with our Parks Foundation. But the rink itself was all private. That was the Capitals making all the improvements and upgrading the rink and turning into the facility that it is, with the boards and the scoreboard and the surface. So really, truly is the epitome of a public-private partnership to be as accessible as possible, but also to be a world-class facility that it now is.
Now, one final question for you. It was mentioned that there's potentially now going to be an ice rink here. Can you please tell me a little about that? Because when I heard that said, I got really excited.
Yes, it's really exciting. We had two commissioners here and, of the Park and Planning Board who announced that there is going to be a hockey rink across the way, right on the other side of the entranceway, the building here. And so you're going to have a world-class inline facility and a top-of-the-line ice hockey facility. There's real need for the game that's growing, particularly here in the Up County. I grew up where there weren't very many rinks, as you can speak to as well.
I live here in Germantown. I live 5-10 minutes away from this rink. I actually, for my entire ice hockey career, I pretty much played up in Frederick.
Exactly. I was going to say, you either go to Frederick or you have to go all the way down county
to
Cabin John and Wheaton.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the private, you know, Rockville ice arena. But, you know, there's need. There is tremendous interest, even for old guys like me who play late enough for nobody to watch us. But it's really exciting to have a ice hockey rink and an inline rink in the same area, in the same facility, and to be able to serve a huge and growing community that is interested in playing hockey.
5-year-old me is really happy about the ice rink. But Andrew, so thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for working on this and getting us an ice rink. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and it really isn't me. It's really the residents and the citizens and the public-private partnership that made it all possible.
All right, and we'll be back with more coverage here live from Ridge Road Park Rink.